I know what you said, you want to work with all politicians. Well, I have to say that's progress, because you did state in the Irish media that people like myself and Matt Carty and many other MEPs from Ireland were irrelevant and we were on the fringes. You mentioned convergence. It had been proposed that member states move towards uniform rates of payment per hectare by 2019, but Ireland has adopted a partial convergence model. This has resulted in a situation whereby the richest 20% will continue to get close on 80% the payments. You mentioned a mid-term review. You have a history of helping out your cronies, as reported this morning in the Irish media, when you pressurised officials at Irish Water to employ your friends. Will you continue this trend by leaving the majority of CAP with the ranchers and the millionaires, or will you do what should be done and what CAP was meant to do and bring it back to the ordinary people? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your brevity, Deputy. The first issue you mentioned about implying making representations the same as every other public representative does for to try and get people jobs in the public sector or the private sector, I do that as a representative politician, which is I'm sure that you're very used to the notion already as a member of the Irish Parliament, the member of the European Parliament, that you do actually try and help people to get employment. But unfortunately, in the case that you mentioned, when I send some CVs into Irish Water, none of them got a job, so I must be losing my influence over the company that I helped to establish. A very large proportion of EU farmers are classified as small farmers. And I agree absolutely that there is an administrative burden to be dealt with here, and I mentioned that earlier to various speakers. But I don't subscribe to the notion that small farmers are being excluded from the process. There is convergence, externally and internally, underway. This is the reform of the CAP that's making sure of that. We have a basic income support now for small farmers. In addition to that, on the rural development measures, they will be able to get up to €5,000 extra for doing good environmental practice, and I'm sure as a fellow environmentalist that you will actually agree with that. And thirdly, that the reforms that are being carried out allows the member state additional supports through voluntary couple support in peripheral areas for sectors perhaps like sheep, who may not be doing too well in the market at the moment, that the member state has the capacity and flexibility to do a lot of things to assist people in peripheral areas and including small farmers. And I know that you will support in every possible way every measure that we will put forward in order to ensure that we have continued convergence in the European Union in terms of the implementation of CAP in the years ahead. And in the midterm review, if you and I are still here, we'll certainly look forward to that debate.